You know, we tend to, as the Israelites did, you know, we look here and we see how faithful Joshua was. And we see, like in the church, we see as the nations around them, as God called them out to take the land. He called them out to take the land and to take it, because God knew that if they didn't, that these things would come in and start influencing them. Just like when Solomon was in charge, Solomon took over, the wisest man in the world, right? What did he do? The dumbest things you could possibly do. I'll have multiple wives, lots of horses, I'll have everything. I'll be the man, you know, and where did it get him? You know, at the end of his life, he recognized what he had done, and it was just nothing, right? He realized how empty that was. How many of us here have had, you know, or thought we had everything and realized we had nothing? You know, I've been there. Patty and I have been there. We made a lot of money years ago, and the Lord took it away from us because we started depending on that. We liked it. We liked having that to spend. And it became part of who we were. Not just something, you know, because money can be a good thing. You can do some great things with it. And we thought we were, but it wasn't what we were doing with it. It was how it was affecting our hearts. It's what it does to us on the inside. It's just like when, you know, as, you know, God was telling them, we look back, if we back up a little bit in the text, and I know this isn't a... I'm not to do like a thorough study here. We're kind of doing an overview because you've already been doing the studying, haven't you? Has everybody read everything, answered all the questions? I haven't. I've read it. I didn't answer the questions. But, you know, we back up and we look at what Joshua did. You know, in chapter 10, verse, it is 40, isn't it? Man, I need some new glasses. So Joshua conquered all the land, the mountain country and the south and the lowland and the wilderness slopes, and all their kings he left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed as the Lord God of Israel had commanded. And Joshua conquered them from Kadesh Barnea as far as Gaza and all the country of Goshen, even as far as Gibeon. All these kings and their land Joshua took at one time because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. Then Joshua returned and all Israel with him to the camp at Gilgal. Now we know in chapter 11, you know, there's things that the Lord tells them, you know, don't take, you know, they're told, don't take chariots, don't do this, don't take the animals, don't take the horses. They even had them, the tendon, Patty, what's the tendon? Yeah. The hamstring. He had them cut the hamstring of the horses because that would cripple them. They would be no good for, I know, we think about that in our, it's like, ooh, you know, that's what they would do to slaves so they couldn't run off. It's a very painful thing. But that's how passionate God was about, don't do this. He wanted the glory because we can't handle glory, can we? Only God, because of his perfection, because of his holiness, his absolute holiness, he can be glorified, and he needs to be glorified because we were created to glorify God. And when we're glorifying God, we're taking our eyes off ourselves because we always want to check, you know, we're always looking at ourselves. I mean, guys especially. I can't speak for women. Well, no, I can't speak for women, even though I've been married to one for almost 30 years. October 1st, 30 years, baby. She's a veteran. Can you imagine this every day?
Yeah, that's my husband.
Wow. And she hasn't been in therapy, to my knowledge. She may be two-timing me with a therapist, going, over and saying, man, you got to do something about this guy. Electroshock therapy, something. But, you know, it's amazing God's passion for us. And when we're walking with him and he's rewarding us for that, I mean, we look around here, we think about Chuck. you know, how God used Chuck in this place and how God used Chuck mightily throughout the world. And Chuck wasn't going, look at me. You know, he was always like, look to the Lord, man. You know, I'm just a cracked pot. And that's where we need to realize. We need to realize that we're imperfect vessels that God can use. And he was so passionate about telling his people, don't take those things. Don't do that. Because if they had the horses and the chariots, that's what the world did, right? That was their tanks. Back then, that was a tank. And I'm not talking about, hey, tanks for the memories. It's tanks. Great armament. You know, that was what the Egyptians had. That's what the Greeks had. That was the big battle tool. And God said, no, you know, just stay in your sandals. I'll take care of business. Or you go before me. When I tell you to go in, just as Joshua did here, and they went in and they took all the kings. And, you know, we think about slaying them. And in our softness, it's like, wow, that's really... But this is a reflection of sin. God is saying, kill your sin. We have to kill the sin. We have to die to the flesh. Because the more we hang on to it a little bit, we want to hang on to that. It kind of looks good and it kind of makes us feel cozy. And it's nice to pet. Like a puppy. And yet it's so dangerous. It's so dangerous. I'm amazed by how we are being infiltrated and brainwashed with television, the media, and the stuff that's going on. It is horrific. It is horrific. And how so much of the church is just going, well, you know, kind of moving in with it because, you know, we don't want to be offensive. We don't want people to think we're Jesus freaks. How often, I have to confess to you, how often, you know, I feel like I really need to say something. And I don't always. I don't always speak up. And we need to pray. I need to pray when I leave the house, Lord, just fill me that I will be bold for you. You know, that I will speak the truth in love. We have to be careful about that too, about speaking like Pharisees. Amen. It's real easy to come off that way, and all we do then is push people away. God wants us to be a light in this world. He wanted Israel to bring his truth, and they were doing it at this point. They were really following God, but then what did they want? Well, we want a king like the other nations, right? I mean, I know it's not in the text, this particular text, but that's where they were heading. They wanted to be like everybody else. God's hand was on them, and yet they wanted to be like everybody else. And they turned it over a man. He was the best looking one. He's a tall one. He looked really fine. He was sharp. And what happened? When we look to man, we get in a lot of trouble. We take our eyes off of God and what he's called us to, we get in a lot of trouble. I see powerful men of God in prison. Now, I haven't been in prison in maximum security since before I blew out my shoulder. Blew out my shoulder in a women's facility. I often joke about the girls beat me up, and so, but they could. I mean, if you've been in one of those, Kathy's been, knows what I'm talking about. Those girls in CIW and in the main line, they're tough. And we're going back, and please pray for us. We're going back to do another Mother's Day event at California Institute for Women in Chino on May 12th this year. We did it, I think it was May 12th last year also. It was a Saturday before Mother's Day. Or was it the 13th? It was the 13th? Okay. But it is so powerful to go in and see what God is doing. To look out on a yard Because he said we're in general population out on the athletic field there at CIW. I've been blessed to do a lot of other institutions, men's institutions, but CIW is the only women's institution I've ever served at. But to see women who, looking at them initially, you wouldn't even realize it's a woman. Because their heads are shaved, they got ink all over them, they look like men. And they're carrying the sins of their past all over them, and yet they're in the bleachers praising God. The world can haunt us, but it can't own us. We may bear scars from the world. The enemy wants to throw your sin at you. My past, the enemy's always trying to jack me up and throw stuff at me. But I know I'm transformed by Christ. I know that you are precious gems to God. You're His daughters. You're a precious gem in His crown. And you need to remember that, because so often it's so easy to forget that. It's so easy to forget that. Because the world wants you to forget it. That's how the devil gets a hold of you. As he starts whispering and whispering and whispering, doesn't he? You're not good enough. Thank God. We're not good enough, are we? But Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed me, washed us white as snow. Know that and own that. You are precious to your Father. Don't let the lies of the enemy, it doesn't matter what you've done. I mean, I carry... You know, men carry scars from abortion also. Before I was a Christian, that was my answer. Being in a relationship, I was a musician in the world, it was very acceptable. We'd been convinced that wasn't a child. They're still trying to sell that lie. Thank God they've got all the ways of showing the child now in the womb. People are seeing, it's like, well, there goes that lie. You can see the child react. But I had to forgive myself and know that I will see those children again in heaven, because they're innocent. And for any of you who are carrying that kind of baggage or carrying that kind of pain, you'll see them again. Don't let the enemy rip you off and rip off the joy that you have in Christ. Don't let the kings of the earth come in and pollute you like they wanted to do. The greatest trick, and we've all heard it, the greatest trick that Satan pulled, he couldn't defeat the church. So what did he do? He joined it, didn't he? He sent his spirit to move among us, to backbite, to whisper, to talk down on each other, to judge each other. Constantine morphing Christianity. Christianity was being so persecuted, Constantine couldn't beat him. Better join him. Better morph him. So we'll add some stuff and we'll turn it into the state-sponsored church. The pure milk of God's word is all we need. We don't need man's traditions. We don't need to be friends with the world. We need to pray for them. We need to share the love of Christ with them, but we don't need to join their team. and we can't join their team. And these days are getting darker and darker. We can all see that. It is getting absolutely crazy. But yet, the light of Christ is showing, isn't it? It's showing. Just as God set his people apart, he has set every one of you apart to reflect his love and to bask in the love of your Abba Father, the daddy none of us ever had. I never knew my father. And for some of us in this room, you may never have known your father. But you know your Heavenly Father, amen? And he wants you to know that he loves you. And you are his chosen daughters, amen? Father, we thank you for that truth, God. We thank you for your word and just your mercy towards us, Lord. I pray for any of my sisters that are carrying old baggage and pain from their past, Lord, that right now that by your Spirit, you would pour out your Spirit on them right now, that they would just sense that flowing through them, sense your Spirit just washing them, God, like your anointing oil, Lord. Touch them now, refresh them, I pray, God. Have your way, fathers, as we continue to worship you, Lord. And we invite you to have your way. Have your way, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray.